Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, they are underway in Latrobe. Steelers first practice at St. Vincent College. Still no pads. Precautionary measure by the team. Russell Wilson did not practice. Calf issue, and that's why Justin Fields got first team reps. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Right now, live from Rivers Casino Sportsbook, where it is packed. It's Pony and Muller.
You know, starts aren't always ideal, but that's like life, man. Russ woke up today, man, his calf was tight. My decision to sit him down today created a little short-term discomfort for him, not allowing a small problem to become a bigger problem. He could be characterized as day-to-day. On the flip side of that, it was an awesome opportunity for Justin and a challenge for our offensive unit to deal with a little adversity at the outset. You know, we all like to start with great fluidity and clean, but, man, football isn't always like that, and so really, I looked at it as a good thing for a collective, a challenge for the offensive unit, a challenge and an opportunity to get to know Russ a little bit, man, create a little short-term misery for him, opportunities for others, and so that's the story there.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have a monster show for you live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. We are on the road. This place is jumping. It's almost like the NCAA tournament day one in here. If you want to come down and grab a seat, you better hurry to check us out from 2 to 6 this afternoon in the palatial Rivers Casino Sportsbook. A lot of afternoon baseball going on, and of course,
3M Open, baby.
The start of Steelers training camp. That's right, Malzy, with your boy Shipley in it, who's on the PM team Pantheon.
Right now, he's plus two, though. Athletes. Plus two through 13, so to get back onto the Pantheon, he's kind of falling off of it. He needs to start making some birdies.
Surprise, surprise at Steelers practice. The man who is never injured, Russell Wilson, misses his first practice as a Steeler with a calf issue.
Mr. Limited with a calf, in parentheses. Calf.
Oh, God. That's the last thing I want to hear today is that clip again. Do we still have
Mr.
it?
Mr. Unlimited?
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
I wanted him to take part in practice today, but like in a very limited capacity, because I wanted to be able to just make the Mr. Limited, parentheses, calf. I thought that would have been a banger of a tweet. Donnie, do we have Mr.
No,
Unlimited?
No, I don't encourage him.
I don't
see
it in here.
Don't egg him on to play Mr.
Fine.
Unlimited.
You know what I can relate to, though, with Russell Wilson? He's got those twin beds now at camp, presumably. He's got to sleep in one of those regular old St. Vincent twins. Here's the irony. That guy was posting workout videos. Look at how in shape he is. He's very dedicated to his craft. You sleep one night on a crappy mattress, and you feel like garbage.
That's
I know the feeling.
You can't.
Oh, Alex and I have talked about this. We both have been waking up like in pain.
You can't get cute. You can't try to save pennies on a mattress.
We moved into the new house, and we had the money to burn still, but we bought a crappy mattress.
Congratulations on all your success.
No, I'm telling you, we bought a crappy mattress. And so she's been telling me we've got to get a new mattress.
There's a lot of mattress hookups through the radio station. So many great mattress companies.
Perhaps a company that wants to get its name even further out there would love to furnish us with a great mattress, and we'll do an endorsement here.
412-928-9370 to help Mulsey out with that. Did you know Russell Wilson in his first 9 years with the Seahawks missed zero games because of injury?
I did know that, actually.
Did you know the first game he missed because of an injury? Do you remember it? You should.
It was a Steelers game.
Donnie, do you remember it?
Yeah, that Sunday night game.
Yep, when Geno Smith.
Yeah, right.
Got his first start.
And then Geno Smith kind of low key cooked him a little bit in the second half.
And then had that huge turnover in overtime, and the Steelers won. And he was, and Russell Wilson was injured, and he was still doing the pretend game.
Yeah.
Before the game.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that pretty vividly. Now they're saying he's not going to go, but he's still out there high fiving air.
Yeah,
taking imaginary snaps.
He was congratulating
his teammates,
fake teammates, invisible ghost teammates.
That really is like the way kids play. You swing a bat and run, and then you're like you're high fiving your ghost teammates.
For the first few years of my life, when my brother was born, I had to play by myself. I was an only child. I'm 6.5 years older than my next oldest brother. And I would go out into the backyard, and I would throw the football high enough in the air where I could run it down and
catch
it myself.
Like that Mr. Perfect video from WWF where he just heaves it across the entire field.
I would
field.
Play games. I would throw a baseball up underhand and hit it.
Oh, that was a common one. You just throw it up with your left hand, or in your case, your right hand, and then you put that hand on the bat, and you just hit it as far as you can. Man, I would just – did you ever just do the thing to practice baseball where you would throw that ball straight up in the air as high as you could and with your glove on the other hand and then just practice fielding pop-ups? I would do
that. Oh, 100%.
Throw a ball off the wall of the house if you had cinder blocks on the bottom.
Yeah, did that too.
Field some grounders. So are we really right to make fun of Russ for doing this, or is it a little different when you're a multimillionaire athlete and you're going through those motions? Probably
just
a little different.
Yeah, I just don't see how it helped him.
What if it gets him in the right frame of mind?
Well, that's so important.
Tom Brady used to take a nap before every game. We don't rip him for that because he's the GOAT.
You think there's a Hall of Famer that's like a guy that's an all-time great whose ritual is to take a giant dump before a game?
George Hill. Not an all-time great, but a solid NBA rotational
Kale
player.
Kale Berger used to do that before every show he produced with us before he moved to Y108.
Harry Callis does it during shows. It's such a part of his
ritual.
I'm
not talking about that anymore. I got reprimanded by him. Yes, I had to give him a heartfelt apology, and I actually mailed him a Derek Jeter jersey.
Get out of here. You mailed him a Jeter jersey?
Yeah. You can text him and ask him.
I don't want to say any more about him. I don't want to get on his radar after I said that. I don't want to mail a jersey
true story.
To him.
He guilt-tripped me and made me feel bad enough where I sent him a Derek Jeter jersey as an apology.
Did he request did you guess that Jeter was like his favorite player?
I asked him who his
that?
Favorite Yankee was, and I sent it to him.
What if he had said somebody that was like really hard, like Shane Spencer?
Not a good guy, I don't think. Actually, no, maybe
Chad Curtis was a very bad guy.
So Wilson misses. This is the first time Fields in any Steelers practice worked with the first team.
Yep.
Because in OTAs and minicamp, he never got a single rep with the first team. We also got news this morning from Jerry Dulac that the Steelers aren't going to give either quarterback an extension before the season. They don't give extensions in season. So it really is an audition for both guys to see who plays the part of Steelers starting quarterback in 2025. And my question for you guys is, will we see what happened today in training camp practice happen in the regular season? Will Justin Fields become the Steelers' number one quarterback at some point?
My guess is still no. My gut tells me that it's going to be Russell Wilson who keeps the job.
Gut's got a lot smaller, so I don't know if I trust it as much as I used to.
But it's concentrated gutty power now. It's like one of those tabs you put in your dishwasher. That kind of deal. It's like the one question I get asked the most by people who are acquaintances or friends who know what I do for a living is, who do you think ends up the quarterback? And I've said Russ, and I continue to feel like that's a pretty minority opinion on my part. Or the people that believe in Russ don't really say so very loudly, whoever they might be. And you know why I think it's a minority opinion? You posted the video today. There's that one Steelers, that one fan who was taking video at practice, which I thought you weren't supposed to do.
You're not.
But everyone jumped on it. You, Ari Myrov, all the content aggregators. Lewis Riddick, who likes to dive in there from time to time with big takes, said QB1 with the thinking emoji. Oh, you didn't see Lewis Riddick?
I'm going to have to find that, Riddick.
Riddick went in there with a QB1 in the thinking, man.
Let's
I love
not
the thinking,
pull up
man.
The Riddick clip of him saying, Kenny's going to be great, and I can't wait to dunk on all the people that doubted him.
Yeah,
we still have that one?
I think it's out there, but I think Lewis would get pretty perturbed if we dug that one up.
And we have a good relationship with him because of Pitt and
EJ we're trying
Borghetti
to maintain that good
yes.
relationship,
good,
so
good
let's
idea.
Keep this thing going. No, but I mean, you posted the video, Pony. I get why what I am saying here it feels unlikely to a lot of people. Fields rolls out on whatever the play call was and just throws an absolutely perfect ball to Van Jefferson in stride that if it were done in a game, and it's football in shorts, they're not even padded up yet, but if it was done in a game, it would be a touchdown, and people would be, ooh, ah. He spun away from a blitzer who got by Dan Moore, I believe it was. Some things never change, even at camp. And threw a strike on the run to Jaylen Warren. Like, he flashes physical tools that make you salivate as a football fan and think this guy can be in the right situation, in the right offense, with the right coaching. This guy can be not just a star, but like one of the league's standard bearer superstars.
What if I changed the question and asked you, are you more excited for Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
I mean, I'm more excited for Fields, the thought of Fields. But even as, you know what? Even as I say that to you, how can I really be more excited for a guy I don't think is going to take a snap as the starting quarterback this
That's
year?
That's why I'm surprised you answered the question that
I
way.
I mean, I'm excited for what Fields could represent, but like the other part of this, the other Jerry tweet you didn't mention here, but I do think it's relevant. He said neither one of them is going to get a new extension before the season starts, but then he tweeted and followed up with it's the Steelers' intent to sign Russell Wilson long-term after this season. That wasn't like fake Jerry Dulac either. That was another tweet he sent on the matter. Was it not?
I'd have to look that up. I did not see that one.
Jerry,
but if that's true, then where does Justin Fields even factor into their plans?
Jerry Dulac, hold on. Now, a bunch of tweets that he sent. But he sent out something. Oh, now, where are these tweets going? God, why is it so hard to find any of this stuff?
I'm telling you, I think you got...
Did I get hoodwinked?
I think you did, yeah.
No way.
I think you did.
All right. Well, either way. Okay, fine. Then
that's like Cook with the fake...
I could have swore I saw it here,
Chalut. The fake trade from Adam Schefter.
Although, you know what? Maybe he sent it out and then deleted it.
Maybe.
There's always a chance. Either way, though, like, here's the other thing I take from all this. To go forget about who am I excited to watch or anything else. Obviously, Fields has the way higher ceiling, and he's over a decade younger than the other guy. That's why people should want him to win out, even though I don't think
he's
will.
He's not going to.
What, win out?
Yeah, he's not going to win the job.
I know he's not going to win out
because there is no competition.
So it just tells me how entrenched Russell Wilson is as the starter right this second. That Mike Tomlin told him go, hit the sidelines.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky was entrenched until
he
was
played
the fourth game.
Is he going to play as poorly as Mitch played?
I don't think it'll be that bad. Although Mitch did make a big play in that Cincinnati game in Week 1 to upset Joe Burrow on the road.
Yeah, but he was playing like absolute bullcrap.
I know
he was horrible.
I know. It's not like Russell Wilson's first four or five games last year were any good. He really just managed to not turn the ball over, and the Broncos didn't start to become a good team till they lost to the Dolphins by 50 and gave up 70 points. And went to Chicago, ironically, and beat Justin Fields, and that's when their season kind of got righted. I am, A, more excited for Fields, and B, I do think Fields will exactly take over for Wilson, and that's not me necessarily saying that I think Wilson is going to suck at Steelers quarterback. I don't. I think he's going to be a lot like the guy we watched last year in Denver, where he doesn't turn the ball over, but he's also not a huge big playmaker. And because the schedule's so hard and the AFC is so daunting, and I don't think the Steelers are going to get great quarterback luck again like they did against Russell Wilson a couple years ago, where every time they're about to play a great team, that team's quarterback, for whatever reason,
slips
does not play.
Peel, like it's
yes,
Mario Kart.
Yes. I think at some point, Tomlin is going to be tantalized by the Justin
Fields
playmaking.
Well, he's going to have to say, I have to fight fire with fire, and
yes.
I have to put a guy who is a risk-reward player.
Yeah.
But that does go against Mike's, like the type that Mike usually plays. And you say that all the time, and you're right to say that. He likes to minimize risk, but like... You're saying that he's going to get forced out of his comfort zone to some extent if he has to play Justin Fields for
if
that reason.
If they're 6-6 and they're staring down the barrel of that second half of the season.
Yeah, that last five-game gauntlet.
With Cincinnati and Kansas City and Philadelphia and those teams, I think he's going to try to get a spark and try to catch lightning in a bottle with Justin Fields.
The irony being, of course, who beat the Chiefs and the Bills last year?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. By the way, I wasn't wrong about Jerry. I was just looking at a tweet from 4 months ago when he said the Steelers and Wilson intend to do a longer deal at the end of the season. That was what sources told him in March when they signed him. So that was a real tweet. I wasn't hallucinating completely. I think most people are more excited. Do you get the sense people are rooting against Russell Wilson actively? Because I don't.
No, I don't think so either.
It's a weird dynamic. I think almost, I say like 80% of Steelers fans are more excited for Fields, if not more. But I don't get the sense people are angry at Russell Wilson for being the number one. I think there were people who resented Mitch Trubisky for having been brought in for 100%. That role.
Russell Wilson already hurt with a calf injury. Justin Fields takes first team reps for the first time at training camp. Will that happen in season? 412-928-9370. Do you think that Justin Fields at some point this season will replace Russell Wilson as the Steelers starting quarterback? Yes or no? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Do you think it'll be Russell Wilson's job all year, or will we see Fields play? 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Slattern Associates fan text line. Best call on that is going to win tickets to a big event. Coming up at 2:35, I can guarantee this, and it has more to do with the person we're having on than Chris and I. The best Pirates trade deadline segment you will hear all day and possibly all week happens at 2:35. But right now, a Donnie Football headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
On. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Justin Fields starts Steelers training camp as the number one quarterback because Russell Wilson woke up with a calf injury. And so at 6 a.m., Justin Fields found out that he was going to be playing with Pat Freiermuth, Najee Harris, George Pickens for the first time since he became a Steeler. I predict at some point we'll see Justin Fields as the Steelers starting quarterback. I don't think Russell Wilson will stink, but I don't think it'll be good enough in a very hotly contested AFC. I also don't rule out the injury thing. Look at his peers. He is the fourth oldest quarterback in the NFL. The other guys who are in his age demographic, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Kirk Cousins. They've all dealt with maladies. Achilles injuries.
Oh, the Achilles are
backs.
Really bad. The Achilles injuries, you've got what?
You don't want a back barking.
I hope they're all sleeping on good mattresses, man. That could be that. What if it was just the mattress for Wilson?
I still look at some of these pictures of the dorms at St. Vincent, and I get such a big kick out of it because it takes me back to my dorm room experiences. Like one time I went to a Halloween party, and I got so drunk that I don't remember going home.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning, and there was a gigantic puddle of vomit next to the bed, presumably by me. Don't ever remember waking up and puking. I could have died.
That only happened to me once, and it was, I knew, but I remembered all of it. Like, I knew what had happened, and I knew that the rest of the guys I was living with on that floor had, like, made sure that I just laid in the safety position on the floor, vomiting.
Mm.
And then I had to wake up and try to go to my... I think I did not make it to my
I think that was because I drank an entire bottle of 99 bananas that night.
See, that'll get you every time. I think mine was involving walkie, like, Jacquin's vodka or whatever.
You know, Donnie...
It was the night that the Red Sox blew the 0-3 ALCS, actually, game 7.
Oh, wow. That would have been, what, freshman year for you?
Yeah, I was making out with a chick who was a Yankees fan. No joke.
You know what Donnie was big time into back in the day?
She was very excited about the game. I wasn't, Pony.
Hmm. The Admiral. Donnie, you're an Admiral Nelson man, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Weren't you and the Admiral good buddies?
Oh. The Admiral was riding all the ships during college.
We were...
he was the man.
The people... we drank at the White Tavern, which is the worst vodka of all time. It's worse than Vlad... makes Vladimir look like Grey Goose. When we were all, like, of age, we would buy this stuff. You guys ever hear of Canadian Hunter whiskey? Just horrible. You know, Bankers Club level stuff. I swear to you, they redesigned it. They had a guy on it wearing, like, a fur trapper's outfit.
Yep.
They put a mustache on him, Pony. It looked just like Tom Selleck advertising that beautiful Canadian whiskey.
Paul Skeens, dead ringer?
No, not like Paul Skeens. Like, it had, like, it looked like Tom Selleck. Does he look like Paul Skeens?
No, but the mustache I was thinking about. Coming up at 2:35 in 10 minutes, deadline debates. We have Jim Bowden, the former MLB front office man, former Pirate front office man, who was Bob Pompeiani's roommate at Point Park, which is incredible. And I'm promising you, just from what he's been writing and what he's been saying on TV, it'll be the best Pirates trade deadline segment you hear all day and possibly all week on the station. So stay tuned for that, 412-928-9370. I'm trying to figure out where people's heads are at. I mean, you'd think with this quarterback dilemma, with Russell Wilson not getting a contract extension, with Fields not getting an extension, may the best man win throughout the year, and then we'll figure it out in the offseason. You'd think that this would be a red-hot topic for Steelers fans. We've got a couple of regulars on the line that we're going to get to here. Not exactly loaded lines on this, which is a little bit surprising. I understand it's not a competition now. We're not asking you who's going to be the starter week one. We're asking you if you think Russell Wilson's going to be good enough where he never gives away the job as Steelers quarterback at 412-928-9370. Mulsey thinks it will be Wilson's job the whole year. I think he will give way for Fields. Maybe you can break that tie. Starting with Zach in New Kensington. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I just got a first shout-out to the White Tavern reference.
Definitely.
I don't think anybody else drank that motor oil. Oh, my God.
It was about 9 cents cheaper per handle than Vladimir.
Yep.
And that was nine. And you know what? That 9 cents, you never know. You buy enough handles of it, you could get something nice out of those 9 cents.
We used to call it WT, and that was it. That was the code name. Anyhow.
Very creative.
Yeah, we called it WT or white tea. I don't know where the white tea came from. Besides the point, Russell Wilson, it's his job. I have zero faith in Justin Fields. I think that he's subpar quarterback at best. He's young. He's athletic. He's got talent, but it's not his job. It's not his job this year, at least.
Do you have a ton of faith in Russell Wilson? Because I think he's going to keep his job, but I don't think he's anything close to what he was 5-6 years ago.
No, he's nowhere near there. But, I mean, he's a perennial 20 to 25 touchdown, 10 to 15 interceptions. And, just looking at the Pirates with their batting average, if we get somebody that hits the ball once a game, it's infinitely better than what we've had. And so if we have a guy that throws more than 5 touchdowns a year, then we've already have 1,000 times more than what we've previously settled with.
If you get into the end zone as a quarterback with your legs or your arm, is it the same thing? Yes or no?
Good point. But
is it though? Would you say yes?
No, it's a yes. A touchdown to touchdown. Because, it doesn't matter how you get in.
Because 2 years ago, Fields had 8 rushing touchdowns. So if you add that to his passing touchdowns, that's 25 touchdowns to 11 interceptions 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Actually,
that's pretty good.
In 15 games on a horrible team, this is insane. And thanks, Zach, for the call. You know that Justin Fields got an MVP vote that season? Justin Fields has more MVP votes in his career
than Russ and Ben Roethlisberger combined.
Yep.
I knew the stat. Who voted for him that year? Hub Arkish?
I don't think Hub was a... Didn't we have Hub on? I don't think he liked me. He didn't like Trubisky.
Oh, no. He told us Mitch could not read. I think he said Mitch couldn't turn left. He was like Derek Zoolander.
Coming up next, I'm telling you, it's going to be the best Pirates trade deadline segment you hear all day, all week. Jim Bowden, so good on this stuff, going to join us next, the former Pirates front office man and Bob Pompeiani friend at Point Park. But first, a headline. Five days away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline, Pirates fans praying for more hitting, dying for it after watching the Bucks take 4-6 from the Phillies and Cardinals to start the second half of the season after 32,000 poured into PNC Park to watch Paul Skenes pitch into the ninth inning on Tuesday night. I was one of them. Let's get into deadline debates here, brought to you by no one. This segment has been very, very, very well received.
5 days left to try to get your pops in there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think Tuesday is going to turn into a whole show of deadline debates.
So that could be for anybody.
A whole show of programming.
A prospective advertiser could really
right.
get pops.
Our next guest, I have teased it this way. This will be the best trade deadline discussion you hear on the station this week and next week. He's so good. I wait with bated breath for every one of his trade columns to come out on the Athletics website. I'm getting my money's worth from The Athletic, thanks to our next guest, a former Pirates front office man, former MLB GM, and I think either roommate or friend of Bob Pompeiani's at Point Park. I'm talking about Jim Bowden, who's back with us here on The Fan. Jim, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller, how are you?
Andrew, Chris, great to be back with you. Exciting time of the year, and the Pirates, you're right. If they can go get a couple of bats right here, you know what? They're going to be a postseason team, so let's go Ben Cherington.
Okay, what are you hearing on that, Jim? Where are we at with the Pirates' pursuit of a big hitter?
Yeah, Ben's been everywhere. I mean, I'm being told that when you look at hitters that are on the marketplace, like Jazz Chisholm in Miami and Josh Bell, who was a Pirate at one time, Brent Rooker in Oakland, Lane Thomas in Washington, every time I have a conversation with GMs throughout the industry and I ask who's in, who's not in, whenever we talk about offensive players, teams like Pittsburgh, Seattle seem to be in all those conversations. So there is no doubt that Ben knows where the Pirates are. He knows he has that top of that rotation that could surprise and shock the world if they get to October. And he also has a clear understanding that this is a team that is 22nd out of 30 teams in Major League Baseball in runs scored. He knows they're 23rd in home runs. And he knows in terms of OPS, it's even worse than that. It's 27th. And that's not good enough. That's not going to get you there. But he also knows he's got a bullpen. He's got defense. He's got a young, energetic club. The players feel the vibe of what's going on in Pittsburgh. The Primanti Brothers sandwich is tasting the best it has since Gerrit Cole was there. And Yins are having a good time. So now it's Ben's time. I've said this my whole career. This is the only time of year, the next 5 days, where the general manager is just as important as the star player. And so Ben Cherington is on the clock. Tick tock, tick tock.
Chisholm is a name, Jim, that we have heard a lot about. What kind of a cost? And he would fill a lot of holes. He's a good bat, a better bat than they have at a lot of positions right now. And he also just immediately slot in center field, which is their biggest actual positional weakness. What kind of a return would it take to pry him from the Marlins, do you think?
I mean, it really depends on what the market is. I mean, I talked to Peter Bendix, the general manager of the Marlins. He made it very clear to me that he's not looking for specific positions. He's not looking for pitching over bats. He just wants the best possible players he can get in return, the best possible prospects. And so that's the process he's going through. Now, teams like Pittsburgh, Seattle, Philadelphia, and the Yankees, those four in particular, I have confirmed, have had discussions. I've also heard that the Phillies aren't sure that he's a good fit in their clubhouse, what they're trying to do. I'm not sure the Yankees are sold as well. I know Seattle is definitely in. I personally believe Pittsburgh would be the best spot for Jazz because, as you pointed out, one of the biggest needs is center field, number one. Number two, that speed and power combination to put in that lineup with O'Neill Cruz, I think, would be special. And most importantly, Andrew McCutchen. And when I say Andrew McCutchen, I mean his leadership, his professionalism. I would put Chisholm's locker right next to Andrew McCutchen, and I believe that Andrew's influence on him could take Jazz to the next level. Look, I've said this for a long time. This is a 30-homer, 30-stolen base player. If you can keep him healthy and keep him focused. He likes to have a lot of fun. He enjoys it, but he's not yet become that grinder. But you got to understand, he's extremely young. But I think in that environment in Pittsburgh, it would be a tremendous fit.
Jim Bowden with us here, former Major League Baseball GM and Pirates front office man back in the day. Jim, who are the players you think the Pirates would be willing to give up in a deal for Chisholm?
Well, I mean, it's a question for Ben Charrington. I don't know who he'd be willing to give up, but I know I would start the conversation with Henry Davis. I know Pirate fans are going, oh, you can't do that. He was the number one pick over. I don't care. You're not going to get Chisholm if you don't give up some of the top end of your prospect board. Now, I also will say that I know he hasn't done well at the big league level yet. I think he's a 197 hitter, if I'm not mistaken. But he's only 24 years old. He's only had 310 major league at-bats. He's got great makeup. He's a smart kid. I'm not sure he stays behind home plate. I'm not sure I know how much he's going to hit. I do think he's a leader. But Jazz Chisholm's a proven entity. And you have a chance to win now. Look, you don't know in future years what's going to happen. The Reds are building a strong team. Milwaukee's already there. We know the Cubs and Cardinals are always going to outspend Pittsburgh. This is a window. So, look, I had proposed an idea of Henry Davis and Braxton Ashcraft for Chisholm. I think it ends up somewhere in that ballpark. But, again, it depends upon what Peter Bendix likes, right? It's not what I think is fair. It's not what Ben is willing to do. It's really, at the end of the day, what does Peter want from Pittsburgh for him, and can he get better from Seattle? I know one thing. The Mariners are willing to trade at the top end of their farm system to get him. That's been clear. And I know Jerry DePoto is being really aggressive. We all know his track record. So the competition for him is going to be real. But Pittsburgh has enough to get him. So let's see. Let's see it, Ben. I know Ben's been collecting the farm system. I know he doesn't want to trade it. But the one thing we all realize, farm systems aren't just to develop your own players. They're also there to be used to go make trades to push you over the top. It's time.
Jim, the other name that I continue to be intrigued by because the numbers offensively are just eye-popping is Brent Rooker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's a curious thing to evaluate because we've talked to a lot of people about him, and we can't get a sense of whether this guy can actually play the field or if he's a total and complete liability, and therefore, by extension, if he's only a DH, we're having a very hard time figuring out what the price in return would be that you'd have to give up in prospects for him. Can you give us some clarity,
yeah,
your understanding on, and opinion on that situation?
Yeah, I've seen him a lot. I like him as a DH. So, now look. Yeah, right?
Where's that put Andrew McCutchen, Jim? I don't think they're going to bench him, and he won't play right field, so that becomes an issue.
Yeah, it's an issue, and that's why, again, the fit is Chisholm, right? I like Rooker's bat. I've seen him at first base. I don't think you can win with him at first base. I just don't. So I don't know what you would do with him, right? Unless you decide to bench McCutchen, and I'm not doing that. So because he's too important to the fabric of the team, period. So I'm not sure the Rooker fit makes a lot of sense there.
Jim, when you bring up Josh Bell with the Pirates, do you think the Pirates would have to take him in a deal with Chisholm because the money that the Marlins would want to save, or do you think the Pirates actually want him as part of an offensive package?
I think there's a chance they might have to take the money with it.
Interesting.
And the only reason, and I didn't get that in connection with Pittsburgh. I got that in connection with a conversation that took place between the Yankees and the Marlins, where it seemed like they would have to take Bell with Chisholm in the deal that they were talking about. So that doesn't necessarily mean that Pittsburgh would have to, but I threw that out there only because I know in other cases that's been the case.
Before we let you run, and thank you so much, do you think the Pirates, to make the books work, might have to trade one of their pitchers on an expiring contract, and Aroldis Chapman and or Martin Perez in the next few days, Jim?
I hope not.
Have you heard that?
I hope not. I've not heard that. I hope that's not the case. I think when you get to this point, when you're a game out of the playoffs right now and you're in a race, this is the time where the owner has to do his part. This is when the owner has to step up and help you. The GM has to be willing to trade from all his hard work in his farm system, but the owner's got to support you if the owner wants to win. And the owner hasn't been in this position a lot. So it's his time to shine. It's his time to step up and tell Yins in the Berg that, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm there to help. Let's go. So that's what I'm hoping happens.
Jim, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll tell Pompeiani you said hi when we talk to him in a half hour.
Please do. Thanks, Andrew. Chris, great to be with you guys.
There you go.
Thanks, Jim.
Why, Ty, he's excellent. He really is great.
There's one thing there. You and I have been, I think, duly enamored with the Brent Rooker bat situation, like what you would do to that lineup by throwing a 950 OPS in there. That pretty much tosses cold water on it, though.
Totally agree.
But here, quickly, I know we got to take a break. Is it really worth keeping McCutchen in there because of the fabric of the team if you could replace him with a much better player offensively?
No,
I don't think it's worth it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.